Hi, welcome to episode 446 of the Fantastic Forecast. I'm Dave Elliott, and this podcast will self-destruct in 10 minutes and 18 seconds. Today, the 446th issue of the Fantastic Four is Fantastic Four, Volume 3, Number 17, from May 1999. Shadow City's Most Wanted by Chris Claremont and Salvador La Roca. Late night in Shadow City, which is a terrible name for a town, unless you live in the desert and you kind of want some shadows. You know, just out of curiosity, I googled it, and no, there isn't a real city named Shadow City anywhere in the world. There are towns named Accident, Maryland, Bastards Town, Ireland, Boring, Maryland, Boring, Oregon, Boring, Tennessee, Dick Shooter, Idaho, Middle Fart, Denmark, Wanker's Corner, Oregon, and Hell, Michigan. So that's how unappealing the name Shadow City is. People will name their towns Boring, but no one at all will name their town Shadow City. It just doesn't sound like the kind of place you'd want to live. Wanker's Corner, on the other hand. So this futuristic red sports car is zooming through the city. The car belongs to the city's protector, Lockdown. But now, he's after a group of four supervillains that just hit town, and the name of the team, the Tetrad. The members include Grim Ben, Matchstick Johnny, Richards Reed, and Richards' lady friend, who remains unnamed for now. But Lockjaw has found the three men of the Tetrad, and Lockdown, a guy in a silver helmet along with his partner, a woman named Rosetta Stone. Claremont continues his streak of creating new female characters for the book. Lockdown jumps on Mr. Reed, zaps the shit out of him with an ultra-frequency screamer, and Mr. Reed collapses like a pile of spaghetti. Next, we learn that in this universe, Reed was a genius who gambled with his friends' lives on an experimental rocket flight. What a bastard. Oh, wait. But when the cosmic rays turned him and his friends into monsters, I would hardly call Reed, Johnny, and Sue monsters, the guilt drove Reed mad, and instead of blaming himself, he blamed society, and he started a life of crime. Next, Johnny flies at Lockdown, who sprays Johnny with a fire extinguisher. Oh, poor Johnny. Superman has kryptonite, and Johnny has fire extinguishers. Next, Lockdown has to take on Grim Ben, their version of the Thing, and he's able to strike Ben in just the right place to attack Ben's specific nerve clusters, inducing a state of total paralysis, and then he kicks him and knocks him out. So soon, the Shadow City Police, that doesn't sound like a very trustworthy police force, does it, comes to claim the Tetrad and take them away. Some of the cops are being a bit abusive to the criminals, but Lockdown steps in and forces them to stop mistreating the prisoners. We need a bunch of lockjaws in our world. Mr. Reed stretches out his neck, and he kisses Rosetta, but in the process, Lockjaw notices that Reed makes off with one of Rosetta's hairpins. By the way, she's wearing a big purple hood, so I'm not sure how Reed could even tell that she was wearing a hairpin. We can't see her hair. So the prisoners are loaded up, along with this other woman from a gang called Twisted Sisters. Now, why are they called the Twisted Sisters? Because they're not going to take it. No, they're not going to take it. They're not going to take it anymore. And the four prisoners are driven away. In the back of the large police van, Reed is able to get a couple of fingers loose and stretch them out. He starts unlocking his shackles. Up front, the cops, who should be paying attention to both the road and their prisoners, are distracted by a lovely woman walking down the street. The van rams right into a force field, courtesy of the fourth member of the Tetrad, Stormy Sue. So the rest of the team break out of the van and the cops run away. The Twisted Sister, her name is Geyer, yet another new female character created by Claremont. He's on a roll. She offers to take the Tetrad someplace safe, so they follow her away. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? A really bad. They end up at a nightclub called Frank's, where the criminal elite gather to mingle and listen to some of the hottest dance music of the day. And Geyer introduces them to her teammates, the Twisted Sisters, Coil, Ringlet, and their leader, Helix. They suggest to the Tetrad that they work together, and Grim Ben says, "We don't do partners." I guess he seems to have forgotten that he has four people on his team, so obviously they do partners. Mr. Reed starts to think to himself, "What am I doing? How can planning a succession of robberies seem utterly natural, and yet anathema to my very being?" He concentrates, and we find ourselves back with the real Fantastic Four, back in their own time, however, teleported to the Negative Zone. They're in some kind of control room, surrounded by advanced technology. They wonder what it all does, and who it belongs to. Sue looks at a reflection in some glass, and she's getting even more and more alien-looking, with these spiky things sticking up out of her head and shoulders. Ben and Johnny head off together to look around. This leaves Reed alone with Sue, and he comforts her and assures her that he will never give up until he finds a way to turn her back to normal. Of course, considering how well this has worked out with Ben, it's not going to help Sue sleep any better at night. So back with Ben and Johnny, they're heading down a cave, and Ben notices that the place seems really clean. He hasn't seen a speck of dust or any corrosion. But they're in a cave. How does a cave seem clean? And even the way LaRocca draws this scene, there's these clouds of dust and dirt just billowing up off the ground as they walk down the cave. All while Ben talks about how clean it is. Like, maybe they have robot maids. He suggests they might have robot security too. And just then, guess what? Well, you know what happens. They get attacked by a robot security guard. Back with Sue, she's using one of her claws to tear off the arms and shoulders of her costume, since she's got these horns growing up out of all over the place. She is one horny chick, literally. Reed, meanwhile, is messing around with some of the machines, and he's guessing that Sue has been infected by a cascading genetic virus, and he's trying to come up with a way to reverse the process. Sue says that she's going to go find Ben and Johnny and see if they're okay. So Reed stays there by himself for a while, working, and he decides to check up on the others, and he goes to look, and he sees that all three of them have been defeated and knocked out by the robots. And LaRocca doesn't draw this very well, but Claremont explains, through Reed's thoughts, that the three of them are in pods, and there's these displays that show radical changes to the FF, making them look like the criminal versions, the Tetrad. Reed tries to access the system with his uniform's computer. His uniform has a computer now? Can that stretch too, I wonder? He's also trying to fight off the robots at the same time, and he seems to make a connection to the systems just before he passes out. So Reed is back in his Richard Reed body, along with the Tetrad and the Twisted Sisters, and they're about to break into a science research facility called Astra Technics. But because of what he did back in the Negative Zone, Richard Reed realizes that he is really Reed Richards, and he's only in some kind of virtual reality simulation. They get to the wall, and Matchstick Johnny uses his flames to cut a door into the building. Reed is the last one in, and he uses a long stretchy arm to alert a guard to their presence by knocking the cup of coffee out of his hand. The guy reacts by calling him a mook and calling for lockdown. Oh great, now it's contagious. Another guy is using the word mook. Claremont just loves that word. It's so racist! Racist! I think. Maybe. I'm not sure. So inside, the Tetrad and the sisters break into a vault and steal all these bags of stuff. Bags of technology, I guess. And then Lockdown shows up, starts fighting with Matchstick Johnny, and then Reed, he starts helping out Lockjaw, or Lockdown, by hitting Johnny with a fire extinguisher. Oh, poor Johnny. At least with Superman, he doesn't have kryptonite hanging on the walls of every building you go into. Eventually, Lockdown wins, and they start arresting the Tetrad and the Twisted Sisters, one of whom says to Reed, "You betrayed us. Nobody does that to the Twisted Sisters. However long it takes, Pally, you can bet your life, we're going to get even." And even Stormy Sue is pissed off at Reed, with the story ending as Reed thinks to himself that the only way to save them is to send them all to prison? I'm not sure why that is. I guess we'll find out next issue. And that completes another lackluster issue of the Fantastic Four. If you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need a relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. You can download other episodes at iTunes and find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over.
Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound. Put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little